Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host, Aiden Yanbao. But, like, I'm not going to be in this episode. And co-host, Gio.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's your boy, Gio, back at it again with another solo episode. This, right? Gio does a solo episode part two. Today I'm just going to talk about, some little stuff, light stuff, you know, some sports without Aiden, and some movies, TV, you know how I do it. But, let's kick things off with a good start. Right now, which is like the 29th that I'm recording, but I don't know when this is going to come out. It's going to come out soon, though. But this episode is like literally the day before the Outer Banks season two comes out. You know, I'm going to be hyped for it. I'm going to be ready for it. You know, it's been long awaited for, and I'm just really happy for that. What else? What else do we have? We also have a lot of things going on. Like that new Suicide Squad trailer movie, that looks good. That looks good. It looks pretty awesome. Yeah, and I mean that's all I got right now. I'm like totally like blanking and freestyling this right now, but yeah. So we have that. There's also been some room. Like now move on to sports because everyone likes that for some reason when I do it. But there's also been some like trade rumors for. But Westbrook is going to the Lakers, bro. Like, this is going to be, like, an unstoppable matchup. Just imagine, you have Westbrook, the triple-double master. You have LeBron James. You know, he might be old, but, you know, he could do it with age. And you have Anthony Davis. You know, he could also put it up there. Drummond, I know what you're going to say. Drummond, like, what? Come on, Drummond? But listen, Drummond, he's also, like, a powerful move. Like that's a powerful pickup right there. Because trust me, if AD goes out, Drummond's hopping back in. So there's that. You know, it's ridiculous, too, how they picked him up. As they literally, like, that's a whole power move. You know, three-player package, you know, you're sending Kyle Kuzma. Get rid of the toxicity in the team. You know, Montrezl Harrell, you know, that's a good pick. That's a good move, too. You know, get him out of there. And KCP, you know, Kadarius Caldwell-Pope, you know. But thank God they're getting rid of Kyle Kuzma. Like, I cannot stand that man for, like, a whole hour. And it's also crazy, too, because Harold opted into his 9.7 mil. Player option for next season, so you know
it's also a good pickup. So
and they also sent the 22nd pick which was used on Isaiah Jackson, and which is funny because the Wizards are also gonna pick up Aaron Holiday. You know, the Holiday trio right there. You got, well, I mean, they're not all there, but you know, the Holiday trio is in the NBA. So you know, they're all good veterans. You know, they can all mess around and stuff because they all have that ability to pick up where the team needs it. And also, it's also good, too, because just imagine, they finally have a good playmaker on the team. Because what wouldn't a team want? Do you want a good, like, dominating offense, or would you want a dominating offense with a playmaker? Dominating offense with a playmaker, it's over. It's like rings on rings on rings right there. You get nonstop power, nonstop action to there. But you know, there's that. Now, what else to talk about? What else did I say I was going to talk about? Oh, let's talk about my favorite thing in the whole world. This podcast, I'm playing, but I'm gonna be doing this podcast for a while, and the future of the podcast might be going downhill, but it's not gonna go downhill. But I mean, I might be taking another sabbatical break. I mean, that's where it's gonna go. If it's really necessary, I'll hop back. But if I can't like get If in reality they want, if me and Aiden, we talk about it a lot, and we could find like a good, if we could record more and more like longer days and put it all out, then yeah, we could do that. You know, record for 1 or 2 days, put each one of those episodes out scheduled day after day after day, so we could, you know, so we have enough time to catch up. But yeah, me and Ian, we're going to talk about that a lot, and so I hope that's a good thing that we could do. And also, I really, really hope that we could also get, like, more and more guests. I mean, yeah, last season, did we say we were going to get more guests? Yeah, we tried. We got Mirza on there, which is doing ridiculous. Like, it's a psychotic amount. And I just think that we could... I'm just hoping that we could have more and more guests, you know, probably some, like, a 2 or 3 guest episode in one day. That's what I really hope for later on in the future. But again, if anyone really wants to guest, you know, just hit me up on Instagram or just snap me if you have my Snapchat, and then just hit me up. Or if you want, you could also email me at any time. I mean, Aiden... when Aiden's listening to this, he's going to put it in the email for me. I'm going to email him and put it in there for me. But yeah, we could all, like, just hit me up. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll set a time. I'll tell you the process and stuff. And there's that. Now, on to science. Music. Man, you don't know how mad I was when Kanye didn't drop Donna yet. I was like, dude. I was like, come on. Why everyone gotta put their last minute tracks out? And it's funny too, because now I gotta wait till the 6th, which, I mean, it's not bad, you know, it's not bad. Also, Kanye living in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Oh man, just imagine that. You at home with the Atlanta Falcons, and you're just chilling there. You're a rookie, you're like a vet or something, and I don't know, you just hear Kanye start screaming at Chance the Rapper again. Oh my god, like, I really wish he released it earlier, but you know, it is what it is. You know, you work, he's a dedicated man to succession and stuff. So it's gonna be fundamental. I feel like he's gonna have a big fundamental move, and so I really need some new music. I mean anyone can hit me up. I'm saying a lot of I means, but anyone could just hit me up and put out some music for me or something. Please, like, I need music. And now, to put in the final works. What else was I gonna say? Oh, I've gotten into wings. Like, no lie, I am down and ready for a whole, like, wing fest or something. Like, you know those, like, platters of, like, wings? Dude. I saw this one dude, he was making, like, lemon pepper wings, buffalo wings. It was a whole spread of wings. I was like, oh my god. Like, kill just to go to that.
It's like another set. You know, and
spreads are delicious, bro. Spreads are delicious. Oh, can we talk about how Jalen Green went second? Everyone said this man, nah. Everyone said, nah, Jalen Green's gonna go like third or fourth pick. Nah, this man went above and beyond and said, you know what? Boom. Pow. Boom. You know what? I ain't gonna let everyone say I'm going third, fourth, or fifth. I'm going second. Right after Cade Cunningham. Cade Cunningham was already like, oh, already known. You'd already know it, bro. Like, we already had that in mind. Like, oh, Cade Cunningham? Oh, yeah, he's going first. Because we already knew that he worked out with the Pistons. You know, the Pistons really need work. And so there's that. And you know, I mean, it's a good thing too that a lot of like players that were gonna go like low went up a little bit. And there's that. So now on to my favorite part. Geo gets inspiration. So, man, listen. If you really want to succeed in life, you gotta drop all the negativity. You know, cut off all the people that you know are gonna bring you down. But if you know they don't mean to bring you down, you gotta tell them. You gotta be like, hey, I can't take the negativity because sometimes it gets to me. Boom. You know, if you ever need someone to talk to, you know, you just always, I like to just sit and go and just, you know, listen to music, like, lie on the ground or on the bed and just go. I get why, like, just listen to your favorite song and be like, I get why this is my favorite song. Not because of the beat, not because of the lyrics, not because it relates to me. I can't relate to it. It's because I feel happy when I listen to it. It's not. You're a true music listener. It's not a listener. It's not about how you like envision the music. It's how the music like it has. It's how the music makes you feel. Per se, anyone could care less about. Like, yeah, you could care about the music and all that, but listen. But you gotta just really take it into account that we all gotta just be like, hey, it's either you like the beat in the music or you like how it makes you feel. And I like how it makes me feel. I like just relaxing, sitting down. If I don't have anyone to talk to, I just do that. If I have someone to talk to, I just tell them what's really on my mind. Straight and cut. I don't just go, oh. And another thing. I hate it when people just make up and self-diagnose what they got. Like, literally, like, no one cares. You could put on your story, oh, I'm sad. No one's gonna care. If you're sad, don't use it as an attention seeker. If you're really sad and, like, that sad, trust me. Go to your number one best friend and just be like, hey, can I talk? Can we talk? Or like, hey. And just, or don't even say hey. Just straight up tell them what's on your mind. You'd be like, dang. I really just don't feel like I don't really feel like I'm happy. Just tell them that. Be straight forward. Just to be like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. And just cut it off. Cut off the conversation like that. You're like, you gotta be interesting. Don't be bland. Trust me. Don't be that one French fry without seasoning, you know? No one likes it. No one likes that at all. But There everyone goes. They go with, oh, yeah, this. Oh, yeah, that. It's not good for anyone. Yeah, everyone knows it's not good for anyone. It's not good for anyone to go, oh, yeah, I'm gonna be bland. Like, okay, if bland's your personality, guess what? You will never hear from me again. Because I don't like being bland. Trust me. My life's boring as it is. Do you think I want to make it more bland? What else was I going to say? Oh. Another thing, too. Man. The trick. Meeting people now is so much harder than what it was when we were, like, young. Like, you know, when you were as a kid, all you gotta do is just go to someone and then, like, or just, like, hang out or something, and just, boom, you become instant friends. Like, come on. Like, I'm not gonna go that far. I'm not gonna go all out and just be like, now it's very hard, trust me. If anyone has me on like Snap, trust me, and we talk in person, I'm barely gonna ask you things. Like, the closest thing I ask you for is like homework help, or that's it. That's the closest thing you're getting. Unless you're close to me. If you're close to me, trust me, I'm gonna have a conversation. It might just be at random. It might just be completely out of the blue. But it's so hard for me to talk to people. Because you wanna know why it's so hard? Because I don't wanna talk, like, text someone and just be like, or just talk to someone and be like, snap. What are they gonna do? What are they gonna say? Like, if you just leave me, if I just get left on, like, delivered or, like, open red or something, I'll be like this. Oh, my God, I think I messed up. Because that's what everyone thinks. When you lose, that's it. No one's a true winner. There's no such thing as a true winner. If you are a true winner, trust me, it doesn't happen at all. It's rare. You will never find someone that's a true winner. The closest thing you could find is average people. And then you find those above average people that click with you. Once you find those people, it's amazing. It's immaculate. Like, literally, it is physically impossible for someone just to go, wow. Did I just really, like, end up doing a whole 8 years, I'm just gonna make it for 8 years with a friendship with someone. Wow, crazy, right? I know, but yeah, you can do it's a no clear cut way to know someone's gonna be your friend, because trust me, as many people have heard, salt and sugar look the same. So you don't know, your closest friend could be your best enemy. Or like, I don't know where it was from. I don't remember. It was like from a movie or something. It was from a movie. It goes, what goes? A man who loves everyone and cares for everyone has only one enemy, and that enemy is himself. Cause listen, if you are literally like the most optimistic person, you're not gonna find anyone to hate besides yourself. Because you're gonna go home and be by yourself. You're gonna look in the mirror and be like, dang it, no. Like, you know, you like get in denial of yourself. And it's
it's heart wrenching to know that there are people like that too. Like, they just get it. Fake a smile. It's gone. La, 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 la.
Right? That's all everyone does. Trust me. I know. Everyone does this nowadays. They put on a facade. They put on a mask. And the irony is everyone has to wear masks these days. So, everyone's wearing a mask while wearing a mask. So, it's not even just you wake up and you're like, oh, you know what? I'm just gonna put on a mask. I'm gonna put on a facade and just pretend to be happy. Because ain't no one in the world is gonna get up one day and just go, I'm gonna be, because some people in the world, I take that back, some people in the world do this. They get up and they be true to themselves. They look in the mirror, they go, you're gonna have a good day. And if they don't have a good day, they don't complain about it. They just say, oh, I had an average day. They don't call it a bad day. They call it an average day. Most people now, they just go. They don't even look in the mirror. Most people don't even look in the mirror. Unless they're, like, doing something that involves a mirror. That's it. That's all they have. It's they get up and look and basically do whatever. Like, brush their teeth, do their hair, do that, and then just leave. They just leave the mirror, not even looking within themselves for themselves. They can't. Some people are not, like, some people can be self-centered. Some people can be jerks. Some people can be whatever. And then you get up and you meet good people, like, you know, optimistic people. They're funny. They help. They also, like, don't struggle. They don't struggle at all. They pick up where people drop, you know? They pick up. They pick up where people drop, and it's a struggle. It's a struggle for people, so, you know, you can't just end up going for where you want. You know, sometimes you got to deal with what you got. Sometimes you pick up where you drop. Sometimes you just drop. And guess what? I'm one of those people. Sometimes I pick up where I drop. Sometimes. Sometimes I just get to the point where I just drop. I just stay down on the ground. And it's not a good thing, because some people have this thing called a victim mentality, where someone's going to save them throughout the day. Guess what? I was raised to the point where, when I was little, I was raised on where no one's going to save you. Nobody's going to save you. You save yourself. You could save other people, but no one's going to save you. And I was also raised on the point of loyalty. Like, if I did good to you, like, I do nothing bad. I don't talk back behind your back. I don't talk bad about you. I just come clean cut and honest. Trust me, I'm not going to talk bad about you. If someone talks bad about you and I'm with them, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to let them talk, because I'm not going to stop their opinion. It's their opinion. I'm not, who am I to judge, right? But if I do judge, I'm going to be like this. I'm going to go like this. I'm going like this, bro. I'm literally going to go up to them and go. And if they ask for my opinion, I'm going to be like, listen. I'm their best friend. Trust me, I got this clean, straight through. I can't fail. I can't do anything wrong. Because you want to know why? The reason no one does anything wrong, the reason some people do wrong, is because they don't realize how their mistakes could also come back to them. And it's funny. So, that's where I'm going to leave it off. It's been your boy Gio. And this is him signing out. So, later.